The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. In the book of Colossians, this epistle that the Apostle Paul writes, chapter 3, we find the chapter beginning by saying, "If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above." And then the Apostle Paul goes in this chapter to talk about certain things that, in taking our stand for Christ, certain things that we're to put off and certain things that we are to put on. And then on down into this chapter, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, he says, "And above all these things, put on charity," or love, "which is the bond of perfectness." The Apostle Peter also said something like that in 1 Peter 4, verse 8. "And above all things, have fervent charity," or love, "among yourselves, for charity," or love, "shall cover a multitude of sins." We're talking about first things first. And here in this scripture, as Paul spoke in Colossians 3:14, if something is above all things, it's first. Actually, the words here and in 1 Peter 4:8 are two different words in the Greek language of the New Testament. Epi is the word that is in Colossians, and pra is in 1 Peter. Epi means up on or above, whereas pra means before. Peter's word pra would really tie in better with the literal thought of first. But any way you look at it, love takes priority, is to be first. Paul has us above all things to put on love as we put on Christ, which binds all the rest of it together in perfection. Peter has a fervent manifestation of it to be first in our relations with one another, even to the point of covering a multitude of sins. Truly, love, the unselfish consideration of others, is first. It must precede and it must accompany everything in our dealings and our relationships. Paul instructed the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 16:14, "Let all your things be done with charity," or love. That great chapter on love, 1 Corinthians 13, is unsurpassed in his treatment of this wonderful subject. In this chapter, Paul says we may have the various spiritual gifts, or they had them in the early days of the church, and have not love, and he says, we are nothing. And then he proceeds further. Let's notice a few of those verses. It's wonderful. 1 Corinthians 13:3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." Then he says, charity or love never fails. If we have great faith and great works and no love, we're still nothing, Paul says. Giving all to the poor and even self and the ultimate gift of martyrdom will profit us nothing unless there is love in our lives. Love is a necessary prerequisite in the right kind of obedience even. Jesus said, John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Yes, as Apostle Paul summed it all up, "And above all these things, put on charity," or love, "which is a bond of perfectness." Paul had spoken about all the other things that were to be put off in taking our stand for Christ, and the things that were to be put on as we would be what we ought to be putting on Christ. But he says, above it all, over it all, above it all in importance, first, put on love, which is a bond of perfectness. How we must do this. First things first. Without love, we are nothing. May we have love, and then we can have the proper obedience to God. May we have love, and we can have the proper relationships one with another. I thank you for listening today.